First, though, with Valentine's Day this week, chocolate could be high on your agenda. It certainly is on mine. But can you justify eating it on the grounds that chocolate is good for you? Unfortunately, this is a bit of a myth conception, which Catani has been getting her teeth into.
Love is in the air, or at least the sickly manufactured version of love that passes for Valentine's Day merchandising. And one of the traditional gifts that people buy to show their undying affection is chocolate. After all, everyone knows that dark chocolate is meant to be good for you, so it's practically a health food, right? Wrong. First, let's take a look at where the idea that chocolate is healthy came from. The key thing is the main ingredient that gives chocolate its name and taste, cocoa beans or cacao. These are harvested from plants and then fermented, dried, roasted, crushed, ground and pounded to produce rich-tasting cocoa powder and silky-smooth cocoa butter. Like the produce of most plants, cocoa beans contain chemicals called antioxidants, specifically molecules known as flavonols or polyphenols. There's a lot of interest in flavonols for bringing all kinds of purported health benefits, from boosting brain power and lowering blood pressure to helping cut heart disease or even reducing cancer risk. So it makes sense that if chocolate is made from cocoa beans, and cocoa beans contain flavonols that are really good for you, then chocolate must contain loads of flavonols and must therefore also be really good for you. Alas, it's not quite that simple. The manufacturing process from bean to bar is not kind to these chemicals. All that fermenting and roasting helps to destroy them, and sometimes cocoa is also treated to make it more alkaline, a process known as dutching, which gives it a milder taste, but can also destroy more of the flavonols. Adding extra ingredients such as emulsifiers, milk and sugar can also mop up flavonols along the way. Another thing that makes chocolate something to be enjoyed in moderation as a treat, rather than as a health food, is all the other stuff that's in it. Flavonols are very bitter and are pretty unpalatable unless served with a side order of fat and sugar. As a result, there's more than 550 calories in 100 grams of chocolate, and that includes the really posh dark stuff. Eating too much of anything will make you put on weight, which can increase the risk of heart disease and other illnesses, and packing in a lot of high-fat and high-sugar chocolate is likely to have more of a negative impact on your health than any positive benefits from the tiny amounts of polyphenols. All is not lost if you still want to believe that chocolate can be good for you. Currently, there's a trial underway in the US testing whether capsules of flavonols purified from cocoa have an impact on cardiovascular health. Unfortunately, they don't taste like chocolate at all, don't come wrapped in a shiny box, and are way less romantic. And just to be a total killjoy, fruit, vegetables and beans are much better sources of polyphenols and other antioxidants than chocolate. Of course, there's nothing wrong with a chocolatey gift if that's what the lady loves, but let's stop kidding ourselves that it's a health food. And if you really want to give the one you love a health boost this Valentine's Day, maybe a box of fruit and veg might be a better bet than a box of chocs. Although I can't take any responsibility for any hearts broken over a bag of broccoli.
And you can't count the chocolate orange as one of your five a day either. Thank you very much. That was Catani. And if there is some suspicious sounding science that you have come across at home, drop us a line to chris@thenakedscientist.com and we will gladly take a look.